it. I'm just going to go ahead
meaning,
and say
I wasn't meaning
I'm
as like
an ugly looking rider.
I wasn't meaning as ugly. I was meaning like.
I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there.
I was meaning like. Like, they aren't the prettiest route runners. They're not the prettiest
right.
ball catchers,
right.
you know, but they get it done.
That's the beauty of Aaron Rodgers, though. Like, he can give me receivers to receive with. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to throw the ball to you, and you just catch it. If you don't catch it, your NFL career is over.
If you look at Tom Brady, I mean, who's the best wide receiver he's had other than Randy Moss?
What, Tom Brady?
Yeah, in New England. Julian Edelman?
Yeah.
Okay. He's 5'5".
I would say Antonio Brown, and we had it for like one game, but he still was one of the best he had.
I was about to say, are we really going to put A.B. on that list?
I'm going
to
put A.B. on
Come
that
on,
list.
Come on, did he even catch one pass?
Yeah, he got a touchdown against Miami. I remember that game, yeah. I mean, he lost. I mean, but still, it's just the same thing. I mean, you make do with what you got. And if you, I mean,
we'll go live
come
in a
on.
Minute, guys.
I didn't expect Claypool to go off this week.
Which I think is going to be another sleeper for some people next week.
Because it was against the Eagles' weak secondary.
Well. Anybody toss it? Raheem Morris?
It's Raheem Morris, yeah.
Well, Raheem Morris?
I was
yeah.
right.
Okay.
Raheem Morris, yeah. Okay. Right. So, yeah, Raheem Morris, he's the.
Carlos, before we get out of here, give me a running back. Other than that, let's hear it before we get out of here. Quick.
Singletary?
Yes, there you go. Perfect. All right. Perfect. Under the radar running back. He's going to get you 100 yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody thought that offense was going to go nowhere with Leonard Fournette out, but now look. I mean, there's still Gardner Minshew pumping.
I got Antonio Gibson.
Okay.
For the Washington football team.
Okay. What about Gaskin? Anybody looking at Gaskin? Not in Miami?
I saw him.
He's good.
I saw him.
He's good now.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's worth a pick.
He's worth a look at, but I got Antonio Gibson. Antonio Gibson is going to be the one. He's a rookie that's going underneath the radar. He's playing against a weak Giants squad. So I definitely see him actually kind
of course, as soon as I
doing
try to
some
start,
special things.
Everything freezes.
This football game.
Yeah, absolutely, guys.
McKenna has one more.
Go ahead. Let's hear it before we get out of here.
Welcome to the Ultimate Football Talk Show, right here on GoMileHigh.com. You're now listening to Shaggy and Squirrel, and this is Inside the Huddle.
Wilson wants it all. Deep ball. Metcalf got it. Touchdown, Seattle. On fourth.
Down the pitch to McCaffrey. McCaffrey to the end zone for the touchdown.
Here's Hines again. Hines breaking a tackle. And he is in for the Indianapolis touchdown.
Carter faked the handoff. Jackson throws. Oh, what a grab. Touchdown, Mark Andrews.
And goal at the one. And Swift scores his first NFL touchdown.
This time, Gordon able to get there. Touchdown, Melvin Gordon. Welcome to Denver.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com and part of the Beyond Air Network. I got my two main guys out here, Alex Becker, Mr. Lyman Roddy.
What up? Woo-hoo! What up?
What is going on, guys? Hey, Melvin Gordon, welcome to Denver.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to Denver, goodness. Melvin Gordon. He has very much found his way around Denver. Knows what Spear Boulevard is, though. Fifth and Spear, my gosh.
71 and a 35.
71, 40 miles an hour. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the biggest story in Denver at the moment. Star running back Melvin Gordon was arrested Tuesday night at 11:45, 11:50, near midnight. We're going to leave it right there at that. Guys, headlines today. Roddy, I know you're talking about the Falcons. They have shut down the facility there in Atlanta, which they should probably just shut down the franchise by now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yikes. Yeah. Shots fired.
Shots fired. No, I mean, shots were fired. I mean, Dan Quinn's been fired, so shots were fired.
Yeah. And the GM.
What do you got for us, Roddy?
Well, the whole Atlanta Falcons facility has just been shut down right now, and do they need to stop practice? I mean, that's the last thing they need right now is for that team to just quit practice altogether. It's just, their whole secondary is just injured. The defense just great. I mean, the only bright spot you do have is the offense, and yeah. And I don't think Matt Ryan is bad as people say he is. I think he's working with what he got. Julio Jones is injured, you know. Calvin Ridley is still producing. You got a couple of receivers, Gage and was it Zamir?
You mean Russell Gage, Calvin Ridley?
Yeah, no, Ridley.
Ridley, I mean, Ridley's been awesome.
Ridley's been on fire. Yeah. And then Todd Gurley, I don't think he's injured.
I think he's finally broke out a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think he's as injury prone as the league thought he was.
No, you're absolutely right. I got a little story. Le'Veon Bell doesn't have a home again. Good Lord. He came out today talking about he has three teams on his list that he really wants to go to. And Becker, boy, I'll tell you what, this list, obviously everybody in the league would want to go to this. You know, he's got the Chiefs on that list.
Oh, no.
He's got Buffalo on that list.
Uh-huh.
And then he jumped all the way to the bottom of the pile and says, I want to go to Miami.
I think that has less to do with the team and more with the city. Well, Miami's a fun place to be.
Fun place to be. I would know. I'm from down south. But listen, he practices down there. He trains down there. He's got homes down there. He's got family down there. But it's the Dolphins.
So
it's a great city, but it's the Dolphins.
It is.
Come on. You're gonna go from the 0-5 Jets to the 2-1-4 Dolphins? Come on. Really?
So let's say he returns to his old form, what he was with the Steelers. Which team of those three would benefit the most from adding Le'Veon Bell?
The Bears.
The Bears?
Hey, Roddy, I think we've already talked about it. The Bears are not on that list.
I know, because it makes sense. It's the only thing that actually makes sense.
Which, I mean, you know what? I'm with you. It's that the only team that actually makes sense. If he went to Chicago, you know? No, you know, David Montgomery's a average. Tariq Cohen's out for the season, right? Am I right there, Roddy?
Yep.
So, I mean, Le'Veon could get a lot of work, but that O-line ain't really working. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't working because nobody's running the ball. You just gave up running
Nick Foles is throwing the football.
He has to. You have David Montgomery, and then you have Cordell Patterson, who is a makeshift wide receiver. He's a
punt returner.
Exactly. So how much you want him to do in the backfield is just ridiculous. It makes the best sense to put up a running game so you open up stuff for Nick Foles to throw the ball to the receivers that are talented enough to catch it.
Maybe he doesn't like the cold weather. Who knows?
I was telling you.
He played at Pittsburgh.
He did.
You asked me before the show, Roddy, where did Le'Veon Bell go to college? And Michigan State.
Sparty.
Yeah, is that. But if you really look at him, he wasn't much in college. He wasn't highly recruited out of college, just letting everybody know. Mm-hmm. He was good running back, but he wasn't sitting there top two or three coming off the draft. And they stuck with Le'Veon in Pittsburgh. He did great. Two, three seasons, he had a great, great career at that point. Mm-hmm. Started to get greedy, said, hey, I want some money. Didn't play, sat out the whole season. Sat out the whole season because I drafted him in my fantasy draft that year.
Obviously, because he had top three.
He had 1,300 yards the season before, 20 touchdowns. I mean, of course, who's not going to go get someone like that? And then he sat out, didn't get paid, took a deal in New York for less than what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
On a crappier team, because what? You just wanted money? Was the whole thought of winning a Super Bowl out? Because I know you weren't looking at the Jets thinking, oh, hey, we're going to make the playoffs.
I'm never going to talk bad about somebody trying to go get his money from, you know, the league. It's just, I mean, you putting your body through, you know, damage. Of course you want to win the Super Bowl every year. I'm not discounting that, but if I'm trying to get you a Super Bowl and then the owners can go up there after I get the Super Bowl and you can just discard me like trash.
Yeah.
No, I want my paper. I want my money. So I kind of understand him sitting out and holding out. He did it completely wrong,
mm-hmm.
but he did it. I understand.
Bex?
And he's been more or less a locker room cancer the past 2 years with the Jets. It's a bad culture. It's a head coach nobody wants to play for.
NFL diva?
Oh, absolutely. Le'Veon Bell? He's right up there. He's
I put him with like Odell and Antonio Brown.
Ooh. That's a bad list.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with those.
Those are NFL divas, man. Those are guys that get in there and say, I'm the best. I'm the best at what I do. I'm not going to give you much, but I want a lot. You know? I mean, what have we honestly seen from Odell the last three? I'm going to give him three. The last 3 years.
He's been playing. He's turning up the past couple weeks, but hopefully Stefanski can finally figure out a way to get him involved in the game plan as much as possible. he's a great player. You get the ball in his hands, good things happen. You know, it's seen it the past couple weeks. But anyway, my headline, ESPN listed the most surprising stats of every AFC team. And for the Broncos, it was offensive line. The run block win rate is particularly weak. The guards ranked 29th and 32nd. The center ranks 32nd. Center might not be a prize because Cushenberry, he's a rookie. But guard is definitely a surprise. Dalton Reisner had an excellent rookie year last year. Graham Glasnow, they paid for him. They thought he was going to be pretty good. Key free agent addition. But they've been, you know, 31st in adjusted line yards. Dead last in run win block rate. So why has the offensive line struggled so much this year? How much does it have to do with three different starting quarterbacks? You know, can you guys help me fill in? Like, why is the line just abysmal yet again after the changes?
I don't really see them that terrible. To be honest with you.
I think those numbers are a little fudge.
I don't see them there. I mean, I've seen worse offensive lines
absolutely
in the NFL now besides Denver Broncos.
You just named, what, two players that were 28, 31, and 32, you know what I'm saying, like in position. Where's the Jets sitting there? Where the Redskins sitting at? You know what I'm saying? Where the Eagles sitting at? Like, I'd like to know where all their numbers are, too, because, like Roddy said, that old line isn't that bad.
Yeah,
It's not the best.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad, but it's not the worst.
Are we counting the Melvin Gordon incident? Because that's the only person that he could call. Nobody from his offensive line to help him out with that. I mean, he's been blocked. I mean, the last game, he kind of went off. He did score two touchdowns last game.
They looked a lot better against the Jets.
It's the Jets.
A few weeks ago, he had that game-ending 34-yard TD.
I've seen a lot of more positive things coming out the Broncos line than, you know, I mean, like, again, I'm not a stats guy. I'm definitely not a stats guy. So me hearing stats is like, okay, I kind of judge the players by how they play hard, you know, on the field, they heart.
Yes,
you know.
Sometimes I'm with you there. Sometimes stats lie.
Stats lie.
A good bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, think about it like this. You look at Dak 2 weeks ago, 506, four tutties, maybe a pick. He should have won a game with those stats. Am I wrong?
Right.
In which he lost. That was against Cleveland. So you see what I'm saying? Where stats can be a little misleading. I'm sure I'm sure those are right on.
I know they're right on. I mean,
and I'm with you.
Gauge it.
I'm with you. Denver's O-line is decently atrocious.
You watched the Buccaneers game?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying they're good by a far margin. They are absolutely terrible. But I can give you probably about two or three O-lines that are a lot worse than that, you know.
And what's confounding to me is they signed Mike Munchak to the offensive line coach a year ago. He's highly regarded as the best offensive line coach in the business. and the funny thing is that the easiest guy to rag on in this town is Garrett Bowles, and he's probably been their best offensive lineman
absolutely
this year.
Has he had an offense?
I think he's
a holding call yet?
I don't know. The Pro Football Focus, I don't know how much you guys pay attention to that.
Yeah.
But he is ranked at like one of the top left tackles in the league this year.
Which is hard to find. It's hard to find a good left tackle these days.
Definitely.
Real.
And it's his contract year. You know, it's going to be super interesting if he has a great year, finishes out, if they decide to pay him more or look in a different direction.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't see, like I said, again, I mean, they don't have the terrible offensive line, period, you know. So.
No, it's definitely not the worst, but it's definitely not good at all. We are going to come right back, guys. Take a quick break. We got power rankings coming up. We're going to do the bottom 10 and then the top 10. Be right back on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network.
Every day, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air. College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it, too.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tom's awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network. I am your host today, Squirrel. Roddy and Becker out on the table, baby.
What are we doing?
What it do?
What it do, ladies and gentlemen? I'll tell you what it's going to do. Bottom 10 power rankings.
Bottom 10.
And we are going to give them to you. You don't have to look at Pro Football Focus. You don't have to look on ESPN. You can go right here, listen in, and we will give you the top 10, bottom 10 right now. I want to start with you two.
Okay.
And let's go. From the worst, we'll go 10, 9, 8, and we'll keep running it around.
All right. I'm going to put out some honorable mentions.
Let's go. No, I know honorable mentions.
No, honorable mentions that not going to make this 10, but they should be.
Let's do that after we're done. Let's finish that. All right, Roddy, worst team
of the worst here
in the league. All 32.
Are we going from 1?
No. I'm going from 32 right now.
32?
32
okay.
to 22.
The Jets. The absolute worst.
Would you have a disagreement with that, Becker?
I would absolutely not. The Jets are the worst team in the league with the worst head coach. And since Super Bowl III, they've been a desolate franchise.
Absolutely. You know, a few years ago, we could have said Cleveland was sitting on that.
That's true.
Spot for 5-6 years, you know. So now I think it's somebody else's turn. Cleveland's crawled their way out of there. They're looking pretty good this year. They got a tough game this weekend against Pittsburgh. Probably the biggest game they've had in a while.
Yeah.
You know, that means, you know, something for this division.
4-1, right?
4-1. Yeah. Pittsburgh's 4-0. And Baltimore's 4-1. That's, hey, NFC or the AFC.
North.
North looks like one of the best divisions in football at the moment.
But we're talking about the worst.
All right.
Becker, 31.
So 31, it's the team that plays in the same exact stadium, the New York Giants at MetLife Field. The two New York teams, both 0-5, both terrible. And, I mean, just not much going for them. I think the Giants, at least they have a somewhat of a hope. They've been in games more than the Jets have, so that's why they're 31st instead of 32nd.
I concur. I definitely concur. The Giants are just as abysmal. But I do see more hope and Danny Dimes than I do in Sam Darnold or Joe Flacco in the Jets. It's just trash. So I'm going to give the little tight edge to Daniel Jones and the Giants.
Congrats,
for the D's second.
You're not the worst.
You're not the worst.
You're not the worst, definitely. Okay, so I'm on 30, right?
30, yeah.
Let's, you know, honestly, I want to really throw, like, Philly or Miami or somebody, but honestly, I gotta go with Washington. You know, the Washington football team for me. Look, they're thinking about right now getting rid of Dwayne Haskins. Honestly, like, what kind of move is that gonna do for you? Why would you get rid of Dwayne Haskins?
I don't agree with that, but I see the point. I see the point.
So it sucks, but I have the Washington football team.
Still love the name though.
At 30 in the league. Still not getting it done, you know.
I would disagree, but I'm not strongly disagreeing.
Yeah, I was about to say, who would you put there if you do disagree?
I have to put the Falcons as right there.
The Falcons are actually
like a mess.
Football team, at least they have a dub.
They do have a dub. I'm only putting the Falcons above them because of the talent that they have.
I'm not disagreeing.
They have a new coach. I think they're going to start turning it around. Look, that offense, they got a great offense, dude. If it just gets – they just can't stop nobody. They can't stop putting up – giving up 40 points a game.
But that defense is straight
– defense, straight crap. So, Roddy, you have 29. So, where do you go with that?
I was going to go with the Washington football
team. Well, Washington's off the board, so you got to fill in.
Well, the Falcons then. Okay. We're going to go that way. We know the Falcons, and you just explained all the things right there. But, you know, that defense is just injury riddled right now, so I don't see them going any further. Even with that high power offense, I still see, like, points with that.
And just the way they were losing games, too. They seem to have big leads in a couple of these. Blow double-digit leads to the Cowboys. They blew another one to the Bears. So
about 30 points worth, too.
So, I mean, they're not just losing football games. They're losing them in demoralizing fashion. And something – you had to make a change. You know, Dan Quinn, he's supposed to be a defensive coach. He was, the Seahawks defensive coordinator.
Yep.
So you can't – you know, you got to make a change there.
Which, I mean,
I was surprised
when he was...
the GM got ran out of town, too, though.
Yeah.
Dimitroff.
I mean, I'd have cleaned house, honestly.
Yeah.
0-5, that's definitely staring next season in the face already.
Yeah.
They
haven't recovered from the 28-3 in the Super Bowl, it appears. Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely, No, it's a clean take for me. So at 28, you have who?
I have the Jacksonville Jaguars at 28. I could have gone with the Broncos, but I think the Jags are a little worse than the Broncos. Yeah. They played better to start the season than a lot of people expected. They were one of the teams that was rumored to be tanking for Trevor Lawrence. They came out and beat the Colts in week one, surprised a bunch of people. They haven't been that competitive the past couple games. Had some injuries, all kinds of guys getting run out of town, leading to, you know, James Robinson, undrafted guy, being the starting running back. Gardner Minshew.
Great.
I like Gardner
pickup.
And I like his attitude. He's got some moxie that'll, you know, keep him afloat a little bit, but they just don't have the horses and the firepower to compete.
Not
at
to
all.
Mention James Robinson, great fantasy pickup, by the way.
Yeah, I'm gonna disagree with that.
You're gonna disagree with Jacksonville 28. Who you got 28?
I disagree.
You gonna stay in the division? Go to Houston?
No, actually, no. I think Jacksonville get a pass from me. Houston gets a pass from me. They're not in the top 10. The bottom 10, I should say.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I think Jacksonville has a lot of – I mean, you still have DJ Chark.
So you're saying Jacksonville's got a lot of upside.
They have plenty of upside. I think they've just been playing a lot of tough opponents, and they just can't
– So where does Jacksonville sit for you?
Oh, they get a
– So 21?
They're above the bottom 10. Wow. Right now, the team I have for 28 is the Vikings. The Vikings are just awful, terrible. I mean, they can't buy a win.
Is that some of the Bears fan coming out?
Yeah, that's definitely some of the Bears. I'm sure the Packers are last on his list as well. So 28, we got
Jacksonville.
Bex put up there. I'm at 27. You know, I am going to stay in that division. I'm going straight to Houston. Now, I understand Houston's got talent on the offensive side of the ball, but they are exactly like Atlanta. They can't stop people from scoring. They got the first win last week with a new head coach or interim coach and Romeo Crennel, 95-year-old Romeo Crennel.
I said 1-0.
1-0. So, but they haven't had a lot of upside, and they haven't had a lot of good stuff going on. So I'm just saying, I'm going to put them here. Maybe they're starting to look up.
Okay.
But Houston is sitting at 27 for me. Roddy, 26.
I'm going to stay in my own division and say the Lions.
Okay.
Lions. Why does Matt Patricia still have
a
job?
Listen.
It's beyond
me. They gave Dan Quinn 4 years, man. 11.
I don't understand why this man is still
How long
coaching?
Was Dan Quinn there? He was there for a while.
For a few years,
there for a few years. He was there since the Super Bowl and then just went downhill from there. But I don't see why Matt Patricia just has a job right now. It just doesn't look good for that team at all. And they have – there's no excuses for them. I'm looking for an excuse. The defense is subpar at best, but still you can make it work. The offense is there. You know, you got Adrian Peterson. You have the running game. You have the receivers. You got Galloway and Jones. You have a – quarterback that's been there for the whole thing. He knows what is it? Mm-hmm. I don't have nowhere else to point fingers at the coach now.
So Detroit at 26. We're moving to our last four.
All right.
Becker's at 25. What do you got, Bob?
I'm a little torn here. I got to go with the hometown Denver Broncos.
Though. That was going to be my pick wherever.
Them or Cincinnati, but I'm going to go Denver. They have lots of issues, of course, and until they can prove on offense and get the quarterback going, they're going to stay in this in this pecking order from 25 to 32 until they can prove that they get something going on offense. The division's looking really good at the quarterback position besides the Broncos. So if they come out on this Sunday against the Patriots and play them tight, show some heart, show some fight, then they can move up. But right now, sitting at 1-3, worst team in the division, I think they're appropriately at, 26.
26, yeah. NFL.com's got them at 25 at the moment. So, you got them at 25. We're right on.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere in that order, I can't say. 25
now,
to 27.
This one's going to shock you guys, I think, but I'm only putting them at 24 because they haven't won a football game yet. But they have a lot of upside. It's the Chargers.
Oh, they won one.
Oh, they did win. They did win. One.
But, okay.
1-4. They're 1-4. But I think they have found their long-term quarterback, honestly. This guy is a stud. Justin Herbert has got a lot to look forward to. And if the Chargers were healthy and that defense was there, they'd have a whole different team. And Austin Eckler's not there. I mean, Keenan Allen's been stepping it up, dude. Who's the tight end?
Hunter Henry.
Been doing a heck of a job. That backup running back has came in.
Justin Jackson or?
No.
Josh Kelly.
Joshua Kelly, the rookie. Joshua Kelly's come in. He's done decently enough, but they're 1-4. You know, so I got them at 24 because they do have upside, but they are on the losing side of a record.
So that's rough, man. I'd have the Chargers a little higher, but.
To round us off, two more. Roddy and Beck, who you got? 23 and 22.
I got the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Boy, Carlos is about to call you.
I was going
to
go
all
Eagles.
Day. He can call me all day, but they let's look at that team. Yeah. It's just straight. I don't know. I'm not a Carson Wentz believer. I never was, and not to say that I wish for I want to be a believer. I think he's a great quarterback. He has a great quarterback mind, but he just can't produce that, translate that on a football field at all. Mm-hmm. And no way in hell. Plus you got Miles Sanders that's pretty decent. But the defense of the Philly looks – and the coaching, I mean, who stops and goes for a tie? And it plays for the tie. That I can't forgive that anyway.
Yeah. So Philly at 23. Round us off, Becker.
All right.
22.
We will go with the Cincinnati Bengals. They're looking a lot better this year. Of course, much improved with Joe Burrow under center. Fact of the matter is they were the worst team in the NFL last year, and they're still working their way back.
Mm-hmm.
Their offensive line definitely needs some work. Burrow, he's taken some big-time shots. I was listening to the mic'd up. He's begging to refs, saying, "Oh, you know, I'm getting hit too hard out here. Can you give me some help?" So
welcome to the NFL,
exactly,
buddy.
Exactly. So they're rebuilding. They're on the right track. Second year head coach and Zach Taylor.
He's asking refs
so
for
getting,
help.
Yeah. No, he's begging. Yeah. Like he's talking to him like he's a veteran.
Come on, man. Come on. Stop letting him hit me, bro.
Yeah. Something along those lines. But so Cincinnati, they're still getting back, and they're a ways behind the rest of that division. Like we're talking about. And earlier with the Steelers, Ravens, and the Cleveland Browns.
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree with you guys more on that. So I'm going to read to you what NFL has, NFL.com has for their bottom 10. Okay? So we hit it on the nose, guys, with the Jets and the Giants at 31 and 32.
Yeah.
I hit it on the head with Washington at 30. Jacksonville sits at 29 for
they
them.
They shouldn't be in there.
Jacksonville and Atlanta are just flipped for us.
Yeah.
Houston is at 27.
They shouldn't be in there either.
We got that perfect. The Lions are at 26. Or excuse me. The Bengals are at 26.
They
shouldn't be in there. Broncos are at 25. The Vikings are at 24. The Lions are at 23. The Chargers are at 22. And that'll round us off.
I put the whole NFC East in the bottom 10.
I mean, I put who's not Cowboys in there? Who's there? Not? Oh, the Eagles Cowboys, and the Cowboys are not.
Yeah.
Well, for us, the Eagles are. But
but the Cowboys should be in it, too.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's just, and as an organization, what they did for Dak Prescott, I mean, it's just – well, it hasn't been said yet, but I hope they do right by him. I definitely hope they do some right by that. They do for leaving it on the field like that.
Yeah, no, I think they got to. They got to help him out. Get that contract signed, guys. We're going to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Come back to see us here on GoMileHot.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network. This is Inside the Huddle. The top power rankings are coming up after this.
This is Ducello at Sturt. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturt.
Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Hey, Colorado sports fans. You're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man. Live in the now.
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing.
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah, I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours. What does it take to be on air? It's not just a personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Has your fitness set up for the new year? That was online at DickSportingGoods.com. Stop by.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, here on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Beyond Air Network. This is Inside the Huddle, the ultimate football show here on Go Mile High, guys. Becker and Roddy still with me.
Still
we
here.
Are going to do the top 10 power rankings for Go Mile High. We're going to just start Go
Let's
Mile High power rankings.
We should.
Like every week it should be a deal. You know, we got to talk to Josh about actually, you know, getting that up and going. I think we could.
We can just make that happen. We can make that happen.
I definitely
a lot
think
better
could.
Than the power rankings I've been seeing.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
I'm just going to tell you.
Honestly, who's sitting there at ESPN or NFL.com and say, here, let's just put this together?
Well, it is a story getter, so people can get all upset because it has me wild up every time I look. I'm like, are you kidding me? These are the power rankings?
So let's start it in reverse. Let's go with Becker first, Roddy, and then I'll go last
again.
Are we going
10?
Yeah, are we going 10 to 1 or
10
going 1
to 1?
10
yes,
to 1.
10
okay.
to
oh,
1.
That's going to make it a little more difficult.
No, that's
okay.
Be
okay, do you want to go from 1 to 10?
No, let's go 10 to 1. Let's
I was about to say, I think we could leave the good grits for the last, right?
Okay, let's go.
All right.
So I'll start us off. Number 10, New Orleans Saints.
No, they don't make it.
they're just cracking the top 10.
Hang on, Roddy.
3 and 2. They are still the Saints. They still have Breeze, of course. Kamara is looking like probably the best healthy back in the league right now. Michael Thomas will be coming back next week, so that's going to provide a huge boost.
There was a couple plays on Monday night
where they definitely missed him.
He's only coming back if he stops punching people in the face.
Well, I would hope he can do that. Otherwise, he doesn't belong in the NFL. So there's definitely a couple plays, I think, in the overtime went over the Chargers where they could have used Thomas, especially on third down. Emmanuel Sanders playing well. So Saints, obviously not as good as the past few years, but they still have an outside chance at the division.
I mean, yeah, they do, but I do not believe in Drew Brees anymore. If you, well, you got to actually put in a sub so you, the quarterback can be mobile. And Taysom Hill, I mean, there's not much more there.
There's a lot of mobile, non-mobile quarterbacks right now, though.
I don't put them there, but I wouldn't go ahead.
Well, New Orleans is off the board at 10. Who you got, Roddy? Number 9.
I know y'all going to say, this is the Bears. How about the Bears? It's the Bears.
I mean, listen, they are 4-1.
We're 4-1.
I'm not going to knock that.
We just beat Tom Brady.
Yeah. Well, you had Nick Foles. I mean, that's all you got to say. Well, that's all you got to say.
Nick Foles, he's undefeated.
Well, yeah, if there's like Nick
Tom
Foles.
Brady's dad.
What's it, Nick Foles, Carson Palmer. There's four quarterbacks.
Probably, he's the only one active.
Dude, there's four quarterbacks in the history that have a winning record against Tom Brady, and Nick Foles is one of them.
Wow.
At 2-0.
So I give him that. But, I mean, I still see a lot of promise in the Bears. That defense is no joke. The defense is there. The offense is, if it can get like some type of motor behind Nick Foles, they're going to be a formidable force, and I see them making the playoffs easy.
I think if Graham, if they can get him more involved, he's kind of an X factor for me.
Yeah, he's pretty good, decent. I mean, you still got Miller and pay A-Rob, Allen Robinson. I'll be pleased, Bears. Do the right thing. I know y'all can't get Le'Veon Bell for some reason, but you do the right thing.
Look, I don't think he needs to go to Chicago anyway. He needs to go back home to Miami where he wants to go and just take over the running job there and hope they can get somewhere. But Miami ain't doing nothing.
Who you got for
number 8? A little surprise. I mean, maybe not a surprise. I'm going to go with the Rams. They've looked very good.
That's where I got him.
Robert Woods has emerged again as a top wide receiver in the league. Cooper Kupp, obviously, we know what he brings to the table. Tyler Higbee isn't too bad. And I just want to let you know that run game's not too bad either with some young bucks. Darrell Henderson. Who's the other guy? Cam Akers.
Akers.
Yeah. Like, they got a bunch of young studs that are
Malcolm
getting
Brown.
It done. Malcolm. That's the other one, Malcolm Brown. They got three young studs that are getting it done.
And you never know who's going to play from week to week, too, which makes it frustrating.
Very, very hard for fantasy reasons.
I hate them for fantasy purposes. That's what I say. I got two of them, and I'm like, I don't know who to play.
Yeah. So no disagreement there.
No disagreement.
Okay.
That's what I have.
Becker, you're at 7.
All right. There might be some discussion about this one. I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills. And that's a little bit high for me. I'd put them between 7 or 8. They had that long layoff, just a terrible game on Tuesday against the Titans. Yeah. Bad penalties, bad turnovers, defensive lapses. So they just didn't look like themselves through the first 4 games. Allen made some big throws, but he was also held back by the accuracy issues that have plagued him through the first 2 years in the NFL. So the Bills, I like what they've done so far. Of course, laid an egg on Tuesday, but this is a team I think can bounce back. And I'm big on Josh Allen. I think he's going to have quite the year.
Roddy got some discrepancies?
No, that's where I have him too, back too. I mean, Derrick Henry pushed him back there. That's still hard.
Yeah, Josh Norman.
Josh,
you got to retire,
he
bro.
He pushed them all the way back to 7. That's so,
I mean,
yeah,
they got stiff arm to number 7.
Does Josh Norman need to retire?
I
mean,
he moved the whole team with that stiff arm.
Or never open his mouth again after that.
Ever.
He does talk a lot.
Oh, too much. Yeah.
Roddy, number 6. Buffalo's off the board. The Rams, Chicago, and New Orleans are off.
This one pains me to say, but I got to say it is the Baltimore Ravens.
That's 6?
That's 6. I can't put them at the top, top 5 where they should be, where they belong. But I saw some sketchy play right here. You know, I don't see Lamar Jackson being able to stay in being withheld somehow, like they try to make him like a somewhat of a pocket passer and stay and throw that football in there. But, he's just not that type of quarterback. He's that run first mentality, see who's open, create a play type player. I just don't see that possible. So I think, but it does hurt me to say that they're number 6 right now this week.
Yeah, funny stat real quick from that game. Jackson finished with 3 rushing yards in their last game.
Yeah, well, they try to keep him in there.
Because people are realizing he can't sit there and throw the football all the time. They're forcing him to beat them with his arm.
Yeah, and it doesn't make any sense. I think he's more as a weapon when he's mobile outside the pocket making plays. I know they are scared that he's going to – like somebody's going to catch him one day, and that's the end of his career. But I don't know. Let the man play the way he should play. It's been working for you. Why now? Why change it?
All right, so I'm having a bit of a trouble with this because I really want to put a team in this next 5, but I can't find room for them because we've already run through 5. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think they're better than some of these, but I don't think they're better than these 5 that I have on my board.
Okay.
I got Cleveland at 5.
Woo.
Cleveland looks very, very good.
Woo.
They look very talented. Like they should be, you know, with the names on that score that roster, y'all should have won.
We're gonna be missing an undefeated here.
I know. Yeah, that's seriously. What I'm saying.
We're gonna be missing an undefeated.
Well, here. You decided to put New Orleans.
I mean,
you decided to put Chicago at 9
because they needed to be there.
No, I don't think they're better than the. All right. Well. All right, we'll keep going. I got Cleveland at 5, guys.
Okay.
Any discrepancy? I mean, honestly, Baker Mayfield's doing good. Listen.
I don't even have them in my top 10.
They're around, like, 9 for me.
Really?
I'd put them at, like, 9.
I put them at, actually, 10. And I think there's – first of all, they're Cleveland. Something, like, if anything going to happen, it's going to happen to Cleveland.
So if they beat Pittsburgh this weekend, are they for real?
Yes. Yes.
If they beat Pittsburgh.
If they beat Pittsburgh.
So you guys switch it around next week if they beat Pittsburgh. Yes. So they deserve.
You heard it here first.
So if they beat Pittsburgh, they deserve to be 5.
At least.
Yeah, at least 5. Yeah.
All right. So I got Cleveland at 5. They're off the board. What you guys got?
Okay. We're at 4?
Yep.
All right. I believe I'm up. I'm going to go with Seattle Seahawks. They probably could be a little bit higher.
Yeah.
This was tough, though, because Pittsburgh's right there, and you also got Kansas City. You all got Green Bay. So
that's what I'm saying. And then,
yeah, it's like where this you can mix and match.
All right.
So I
want to say it now. Where's Tennessee really fit here?
Because that's the
undefeated we're missing.
Tennessee is 4 for me. I think they're 4.
I would put them one spot behind the Seahawks.
You know, honestly, I have not, from last year to this year, I don't see them as being that talented, dude. They have one star.
Derrick Henry?
That is it. That's the
I
only what? The
I
only
disagree.
Fantasy stud on that team.
I disagree.
Give me the other one. Give me another fantasy stud.
Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill.
A fantasy stud.
I don't think he's a star, but he doesn't have to be.
You know, I mean, there's a difference between
a man throws 75% of play action passes.
Bro. I get that, but being a fantasy football, there's going to be players that suck at fantasy football, but they're just the perfect fit for that team.
Would you say Tennessee's defense is winning a lot of their games for them?
I mean, no. They have been bad. They're one of the better defenses.
I don't see
Tennessee coming out every week and scoring 40 points. It's just not in my head, bro.
No, but I see. I see him controlling. Ryan Tannehill's controlling that game, and.
Play action pass, it's easy.
I'm sorry.
You run, and play action
works,
pass, you hit him.
If
it
works, I mean, he's not the most athletic. He's not the best thrower. He's not that. But he fits Tennessee.
That was the thing when Tennessee came and played the Broncos first week of the season. Mm-hmm. The Broncos sat there, and they focused on Derrick Henry. So you shut down Derrick Henry, but you completely forgot about 75% of their plays are play action,
mm-hmm.
where they faked Derrick Henry and hit A.J. Brown down the field, which is what he did the whole time. When a quarterback sits and throws 75%, I'm talking 75, that's 3/4 of all of his plays are in play action. You got to sit here and get ready for that.
Yeah, I get it.
You got to understand he's going to fake. He's going to fake. It's 3rd and 1. That's a fake, bro. Come on. Deep ball. Bang. You know, and it happened to what? It happened to Broncos twice.
Hey.
It just seemed like they were focusing on Derrick Henry too much. People do, because you need to.
You need to.
And then, bang, here's a play action, A.J. Brown, 60 yards. Then you get upset with yourself, you see?
Yeah.
They are controlling these football games, though. They control the clock.
They control the clock. They throw the ball when Derrick Henry is opening up that passing field, like the passing game so much. So, I mean –
When you got a bruiser and a stud that can do that, bro, it's football
make
games
your quarterback
are easy.
Look better, of course.
Yeah, quarterback. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tannehill.
I like him.
Listen,
he doesn't put up his fantasy numbers.
Did you watch Tannehill in Miami? atrocious.
Yeah,
I don't think he was used properly.
He wasn't
either.
Used properly.
Yeah, not
see,
at all.
See what happens when you use him in play action? He's got so much time to throw.
Yeah,
and he's athletic.
He's the perfect fit for that team.
All right,
number three.
Who's on
I
three?
I got
Roddy?
Steelers. Yeah.
Okay.
I got the Pittsburgh Steelers. And only I mean I have nothing bad to say about the Steelers at all. I just think they're just coming off the bye week and it just doesn't have like the resume as the other top two teams.
I can't
have.
Believe y'all got Kansas City at two. Either one of y'all.
Ooh, no, I actually had Kansas City at number five.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have them at two.
I didn't have
them. We haven't taken them off. Becker, where you got Kansas City?
I had them at two.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Not after that.
I think Seattle's playing better than them. Pittsburgh's playing better than them. Green Bay is definitely playing better than
them. They didn't play well on defense for one game, but it's the defending champs. Mm-hmm. And I would say they would be by far the top team if they would have beat the Raiders.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that offense don't look the same.
You don't think so?
No, I mean they scored what 20 points on the Chargers.
They played a little bit timid against the Raiders, and I'm not gonna.
They
lie.
Played a lot timid. Like Derek Carr came
worried.
Out there throwing like Patty Mahomes
I
was supposed
not
to.
Concerned about the
you're not
City
you're not concerned
Chiefs.
At all
okay. About the Chiefs. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all right. So I'm at two.
Yeah, you're at two.
Well, I mean, I guess I gotta sit there and put Kansas City at two. We haven't used them, right? I have them at five. Is where I got them. Because Pittsburgh's out. Seattle. I technically I have Seattle at two. Seattle's two for me. Green Bay, Seattle, Pittsburgh are my front runners.
I got Seattle number one.
Wow.
I have Seattle at number one. Listen, I understand their defense is atrocious.
Yeah.
But come on, this is Russell Wilson's year. I don't see if the away team is scoring 35, Russell's going to figure out a way to score 36. It's just that simple. I don't know. This man has been making unreal things. I mean, the Vikings, they were down on the Vikings, and the man said, no, we're going to play this out. So that's what I see.
And for number one, guys, I am going to lead it off, finish it out. We all got the same. Green Bay is sitting
Roddy.
At number one. Aaron
you and
Rodgers.
I do. Roddy doesn't.
I can't.
Green Bay's sitting on fire right now. Aaron Rodgers throwing 14 years a game. There's no way you can say he's not the best team.
Roddy said it was Russell Wilson's year. People could say it's Aaron Rodgers' year.
Yeah, honestly, guys. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, and you know what it is. It's fantasy football time, ladies and gentlemen, here on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Be On Air Network.
This is Ducello at Sturts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts.
Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
What does it take to be on air? It's not just a personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
$49, you can't beat these deals. DickSportingGoods.com has your fitness set up for the new year. That was online at DickSportingGoods.com. Stop by. Y'all ready for this?
Back, ladies and gentlemen, for our last 15 here on GoMileHigh.com on Inside the Huddle. Roddy.
Yep.
Becker.
Yep.
Yep.
My boys. Listen, I want to run through what NFL.com has for their top 10 at the moment, and I think you guys are going to maybe like it, maybe not. Here we go. 1, Green Bay. 2, Pittsburgh. 3, Seattle. 4, Kansas City. 5, Baltimore. 6, Cleveland. 7, Tennessee. 8, Buffalo. 9, and I can't believe I'm saying it, Chicago. And 10, the LA Rams.
So the Bills didn't crack it?
No, the Bills are at 8.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Bills are at 8.
But all right, I see.
Some notables that didn't squeeze in. Tampa Bay at 11, yeah. New Orleans at 12.
Colts.
Indianapolis at 13.
New England also.
New England at 14, yeah. Carolina,
Raiders.
15. Arizona, 16. Oakland at 17. Las Vegas, excuse me. Cowboys at 18. Dolphins at 19. Philly at 20. And the San Francisco 49ers at 21.
Way too high. For San Francisco.
He said way too high.
I had San Francisco.
Put him at 30.
I actually had San Francisco at 30.
You're crazy.
Oh, not at 30, but at like the bottom 10.
With all the injuries, bottom. Of course, man.
That's going to be one of the worst teams. One of the teams disappoint this year easily.
Wow.
Easily.
Okay. Do they win 10 games?
No. I don't see them winning 10.
Would you be willing to put a hot take on that?
Put it on the board.
It's on the board. There we go. Sold. Roddy has a hot take on the board. Beck, you got a hot take for us today?
A hot take?
Yeah, give me a hot take today. You got to put on the board.
Okay. Oh man, I'm not a hot take guy, but I will say.
Give me a football hot take for this year.
Burning
yep.
hot take.
Yep.
Okay. Let's go with.
Don't mess it up.
This is all right. We'll go, man. See, it's a hot take. You got to give me time to think about this.
All right. We'll give you time to think about. Okay. I'll come
I'll
back
be
to you here
about
in a few
segment.
I'll come back to you here.
I'll do a parlay on my hot take.
Parlay? How you gonna do a parlay?
I'm gonna do a parlay because
This ain't FanDuel Sportsbook. Can't just parlay stuff.
I will parlay because
if one hot take hits, the next one's gotta hit.
The next one gotta hit.
Or okay,
the 49ers are not gonna win 10 games. That's easy.
Okay. All right. I will do this. If you get one, I'll give you a yeah. 1-1. If you don't get them, if you don't get both, you get a 0-2.
Bears win. Well, no. Well, matter of fact, yeah, I will go ahead and say it. Bears not only make a playoff, but win a playoff game. Win that playoff game.
They win the first playoff game.
Win the first playoff game. The Bears. They not only make the playoffs, they win their first game.
All right, I don't know.
That is a hot
take. I mean,
they both got
how much of a hot take could that be at 4-1 already? That's on. I mean,
they're going to make the playoffs. That's easy. Now, winning,
okay.
They got to make the playoffs and then win it.
All right, it's on the board. Sold. I sold it. It's gone.
The 49ers not going to win 10.
Yeah, that's already written. You can't take that away. Chicago wins, what'd you say? Chicago makes the playoffs and wins.
And wins one playoff game.
Wins at the least. First. No, the first playoff game.
Yeah.
Well, which is one.
Yeah.
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 Fair
you
enough.
You can't lose and then come back and win.
Oh, come on. You can't lose the first round and win the second round? Dang it.
Oh, yeah. I wish it worked like that. But I think I'll go for mine. The winner of the NFC East will have 7 wins at the very most.
Roddy, can you write that down for me? I just sold that. That's
NFC
sold right there.
East. Whether it's Dallas, whether it's Philadelphia.
The winner of the NFC East will not, what'd you say? Will have 7
will
wins.
Will have 7 wins at the most. It could be
7 wins
if all
at
hell
the
breaks
most.
Loose, it could be 6-10, but
so
I doubt it.
The winner
it.
Of the NFC East will be 7-9.
Yep.
You hear that, Roddy?
Yeah.
All right, guys. I want to do some of the fantasy studs and sleepers for this week. I want to let you guys talk to me about that. Some of the... you know, matchups that are happening right now could produce some big stuff. I really want to talk about this Pittsburgh-Cleveland game. I think that could be a fantasy haven.
You think Claypool's going to do it again?
What?
You think Claypool's going to do it again?
Five touchdowns this week?
On that secondary? Yeah, dude. Are you kidding me? Cleveland's secondary is terrible.
I mean, come on. Terrible. The tape is out now.
Huh?
The tape is out now.
He's
arrived, so you don't
think. That's what I'm saying, bro. Claypool's going to tear him up, bro.
He had one great game.
Yeah, well, doesn't every person have one good one to start? You got to start somewhere.
I get that.
But listen, how many rookies come in and put up four TDs?
I got to see more. I mean, after Odell Beckham made that one catch, that's his rookie year, and everybody.
He ain't never made another one like that.
Exactly. So how can I sit up there? I mean, I'm not ready to crown superstardom yet. I got to see a pattern.
I'm okay with that not being not putting your faith on him.
Don't get me wrong. I love to see him.
But
go
we
off.
Have seen what he can do.
We've seen what he can do.
What he's capable of that. Yeah.
I just think that you know the defense he played against last week just under you know didn't yeah, they concentrated more on Juju than they did Claypool.
You also got Big Ben, you know, breaking your defense down.
Yeah, you know, so. They concentrated on Connor and Juju, so, and then Big Ben. So.
There you go. And then you got Claypool, Deontay
somebody,
Johnson.
He was just a benefactor of
yeah,
that.
You got a bunch of them out there. James Washington can catch the football. Who's going to be, all right, who's the leading wide receiver for that game? I'm talking touchdowns, yards, all around fantasy. For that game alone.
That game
on
alone?
Either team?
Either team, bro.
I'm
Odell,
gonna say
Jarvis,
Juju.
Juju.
I'm gonna say Juju.
Chase, maybe a tight end.
No, I'm gonna say Juju.
Juju Smith.
Definitely not Ebron.
Oh,
definitely not Ebron.
I mean, should Ebron be starting over Vance McDonald?
That man has some butterfingers last game.
Boy, he did. He did drop a few.
He caught one
in his basket too.
I'm like, come on.
Right
Ebron.
In the basket too, man.
Ebronics, Ebronics don't get it for me.
Hey, now Ebron was a stud when he played in Indianapolis.
You should know.
Yeah, he's had the drops though, going back to his days in Detroit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, makes the hard catch drops the easy ones.
But that's why he's never been a stud.
Stud.
Because I mean, it's like you can't sit. Like, look. People gotta you gotta realize you're an NFL wide receiver. We don't expect you to drop anything, for one. But you're human. We know you're gonna drop it. But you drop 2, 3, 4, 5 in a game. We ain't throwing you the football anymore. You know, think about it. Tom Brady. You drop one or two passes from Tom. You ain't getting that football again. Honestly, because good quarterbacks find people who catch the football.
Right.
And they keep smacking. Why do you think Thielen gets everything in Minnesota? He doesn't drop
the
football.
Pretty much
the you know, Edelman, why did he get everything in New England? He didn't drop the football. He just kept getting everything, bro.
Great chemistry with the quarterback.
Great chemistry. Too. You know, well, it also helps when you run 10 yards. I mean, everybody catches the ball in 10 yards. Tom Brady's the greatest 10-yard thrower there ever.
I mean,
was.
Wes Welker caught 100 balls every year.
Wes Welker?
When he was there.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, Tom Brady made a bunch of those little guys. Wes Welker, Edelman, Amendola.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's a bunch of the what was that other guy's name? No, Wes Welker went to Denver. He came to Denver with Peyton. He
Are you talking about another white receiver? Or
another small little white guy. Maybe white.
They've had guys like Deion Branch in the past.
Receiver.
Deion Branch.
I mean, that's
who
gets what they used to do.
Don Beebe Award. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Wayne Corbett. Yes.
Wayne Corbett.
Yeah.
Oh, Corbett.
Remember Wayne Corbett? No gloves. Yeah.
No gloves. Man. You go from no gloves to Teddy two gloves.
But anyway, going way back, answering your question, I think it's Odell who has the biggest game. I think Jarvis is more of a possession. He had some more catches, but Beckham is more likely to break the big play.
Bro, did he have a crazy over-the-back catch last game?
Who, Odell Beckham?
No, Jarvis against Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah, Jarvis.
Well, he caught that ball on the dude's back on his numbers.
Yeah, I saw that.
and came down.
And then was missing passes ever since. He was missing easy catches ever since. I don't know. I think Jarvis Landry is a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield right now. I'm sorry. I don't see. I mean, if Baker Mayfield is the one throwing those touchdowns to Odell Beckham, I still have some skepticism right there. He just still doesn't look comfortable in that pocket. He still doesn't look like he wants to make that right decision at the right time to throw the ball. You know, it seems like, I mean, even though you got Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, and a couple of other pieces, you know, he still doesn't feel comfortable throwing to him. I see that. you don't still feel comfortable just, you know, just letting it fly. You know, hey, give it to him.
I want to talk about this real quick before we head out of here, guys. Trade deadline's coming up soon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Few years back, trade deadline didn't mean squat because, you know, they made trades during the season before that and everything. But now it seems like it's pretty relevant. Look at this one. This is a proposed trade. Eagles trade Zach Ertz to the Cardinals.
No.
2022 second round pick. I'm getting a phone call now.
I hate that they like to put this one on you and like
put it on me, dog.
And down it down. But I think there's no trades because of COVID. It's simple as that. Like, are you taking any players from Atlanta right now? I mean, Atlanta's probably going to be cleaning house here shortly.
Here's a proposal. Broncos trade Justin Simmons to the Cowboys.
I was thinking that. How about Simmons to the Cowboys for a second round this year and then a fourth round next year?
Yeah, which is – come on, dude.
Mm.
I mean, if they're 1-5, are they in trade mode? Does it make sense?
Are they just tanking? Like, what's going on?
If you're the Jets, you know you're tanking. If you're the Giants, you know you're tanking. If you even Atlanta, you know you're tanking about right now. I mean, just
a few teams tanking, a few coaches on the hot seat.
Start to clean house.
See what happens this week.
Pretty good prize at number one for tanking.
Hey, there's a pretty good prize right now. Trevor Lawrence, baby. Guys, this has been our show today. Thank you for listening. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Beyond Air Network. Press Box is coming up right after this, ladies and gentlemen. See you next week, Becker and Roddy.
Peace.
This is Deuce.